Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com or jimblasingame.com. Either one of those will get you to small business heaven, and where you can find out a lot of things that will help you, I think, with your small business, including archives and articles and the connection to our Brain Trust members. And don't forget now, on the schedule, if you go to the schedule page on the left side of the website, you can go to the interviews that we've done this week, that we've already done this week, and click on the little speaker beside their name, and you can get, you'll take you to a link directly to that interview. So you can listen to them for the first time, or you can go back and listen to them again if you've already heard them on the radio or on the internet. So I hope you'll take advantage of that. And then on the right side of the page, of the home page, don't forget to subscribe to our free newsletter. You got a little button you can click there, and it'll allow you to subscribe to our free newsletter. And that comes every week on Sunday, gets you ready for the week ahead. It's by email, by the way. Michael Hepworth is our new friend, ladies and gentlemen. He is a consultant on marketing issues. He's a coach to small businesses and a public speaker. In Canada, they call him Mr. Small Business Marketing, and he's here to talk to us about how you and I can get more business out of the activity that we put into our business. And so he's with us right now. Michael Hepworth, welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you here. You know, Michael, some of my folks in the audience are already saying, okay, here he comes with his little marketing speech again, his little marketing sermon. One of the things that I have been saying for a long time is that big businesses can learn a lot of cool things from small businesses, but at least two things that we can learn from big businesses is how to do a better job of managing our people, how to hire and fire and train our people, the human resources element. And the other one that we can learn from big businesses is marketing. Big businesses do a pretty darn good job of marketing because they got lots of money. Small businesses, not so much, primarily because we don't have lots of money. And most of us are undercapitalized. And so I'm glad you're here to talk about marketing, because one of the things you do is help small businesses to market, to get the most out of whatever money they have for marketing. Talk to us about that a little bit.
Well, Jim, I think the simple thing here is that most people in small business are, you know, obviously desperate to grow their businesses and that kind of thing, but have no kind of formal understanding of marketing. And when you read marketing books, what you find is lots and lots of theory, but not an awful lot of practice. So what I like to try and do is help people understand that the markets are not really just sitting there waiting for people to, you know, come and sell to them. And most people who've done any cold calling will know that you get more rejections than you get acceptance. And that's because very few people are actually ready to buy at any one time. In fact, some research that I've done shows that only about 3% of people are actually ready to buy any product at any one time. So if you're doing cold calling, every 100
So 97% of everybody in the market out there are not ready to buy anything.
No, they're not ready to buy anything. There's about another 6 or 7% who are open to buying something, but they, you know, they're not actively looking. So the chances of finding somebody like that are, you know, like a needle in a haystack. The other problem, of course, that people have today is that there's so many commercial messages out there. They say that there's about the average decision maker gets about 30,000 commercial messages a day.
Wow! And that includes billboards, the name, the logo on a professional golfer's cap, that kind of thing.
Anything like that you see, it can be
commercial, you know, on television, or the radio.
Even a pop can or a soda can or something like that, that you see, everything has a commercial message on it. So the problem with that is, how do you break through that clutter? Because everybody is so inundated with it, and most of us shut out everything that we see. And it's getting harder and harder to make contact. In 1994, it used to take 4 attempts to get to reach somebody. Today, it takes about 8.4 attempts, and the average salesperson gives up after 2.
Say that again.
We set ourselves up for failure.
Say that again, Michael. Folks, if we repeat things, it's going to be on the test. Go ahead, Michael.
Okay, so 1994, it used to take 4 attempts to reach a client. or a prospect. In 2004, it takes on average about 8 attempts. And the interesting thing is that the average salesperson gives up after 2 attempts. So we actually set ourselves up for failure if we're not doing that. So you've got to have better ways of reaching clients, continuous ways, and that's really the key, is figuring out not only how do I reach people more effectively, because most people don't, you know, the two biggest barriers to effective lead generation are, one, I don't know you exist, and two, why should I be interested in what you have to say? And so the first thing is what most small businesses do, is the biggest mistake they make is whatever you're selling, you do it the same way as your competition. Take a look at your Yellow Pages sometime, and if you look at, let's say, dry cleaning or lawn care or something like that, they all say the same benefits, the same kind of things, what I call name, rank, and serial number advertising. Big company name at the top, 3 or 4 benefits in the middle, big telephone number at the bottom.
But you know, Michael, it's not just small businesses that do that. Businesses do that too.
Absolutely,
it's monkey see, monkey do, isn't it?
Absolutely, and in fact,
why is that the case?
Well, I think that the problem is that people
is it just laziness?
Well, I think most of us are lazy communicators. We talk about, you know, we have the best price, the best service, the best quality, and we say that all the time, and then, of course, people don't believe it. So what happens if we're saying all the same things, then what happens is that people begin to move towards price as the determining factor, which none of us really want unless we're in a position where to be the low-cost provider. So I think one of the big things here is that you have to be different than your competition.
And you've got to differentiate yourself, don't you?
Yeah, that takes work. And so to do that, you've got to develop a unique identity. But the second mistake that I think people make is that they serve everyone. And the truth is that if you serve everybody, you sell nobody. And if you sell everything, you sell nothing.
Serving everyone for a small business is the equivalent of a business death wish, isn't it?
Well, you'll go broke. You can't serve the market. You can only serve a very small niche. The other problem with serving everybody is it creates confusion, because I don't know what you're good at.
Mm-hmm. And the cardinal sin of the marketplace is confusing your customers.
Yeah, and confusion causes hesitation, and hesitation kills sales.
Yeah.
And the thing is also that more and more people want to work with experts. It doesn't matter what field you're in. I used lawn care as an example. I don't want somebody who some days is cleaning up people's gardens, some days, fixing lawns, some days, cleaning swimming pools. I want somebody who knows what's wrong with my lawn and knows how to deal with it, specifically. And it can be
Michael, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. We have to market some stuff here. Right after these messages, we'll be back with our new friend, Michael Hepworth. We're going to talk some more about marketing for your small business. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. That's Robert Cray on blues guitar. Michael Hepworth is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Let me spell his last name for you. Hepworth, if you're Googling him. And he's the president of the Results Exchange Incorporated. And Michael, give us your website, please.
It's www.results, RESULTS-exchange.com.
Results-exchange.com. And did I see that you have a little free offer that you want to make to my audience?
Yeah, I have a newsletter that comes out every 2 weeks with a practical tip on marketing. It's called the Street Smart Marketer. And if anybody goes to my website, just you can see on the top left-hand corner, click on for our free newsletter. You can sign up there. And you can opt out at any time, but I think you'll find that most people like it. We have one of the highest opening rates in the industry. More than 60% of our readers open our newsletter.
Good for you. And did I see something about a 26 marketing secrets or something?
Yes. If anybody would be interested in a report that we've got, 26 marketing secrets you can use to outmarket your competition, simply send an email to me at streetsmart.marketer@results-exchange.com. Sorry, it's
okay.
A bit of a mouthful.
But I bet they can find your email on your website too, can't they?
Yes, they can.
Yeah, just so do that, folks. And he'll send you the 26 marketing secrets to help you out market your competition. And that's free, by the way, right?
Yeah, all of those are free.
I appreciate that very much. Appreciate you making it available. And that's results-exchange.com. Okay,
thanks, Jim.
Michael, we're talking about marketing our small businesses, and you were talking earlier about some of the things that we ought to be doing, and we're talking about monkey see, monkey do. And I know an industry where research was conducted of the major players, the big companies, to see what their customers thought about them. And one of the results of that industry research was that 60% of the people coming out of any one of those buildings didn't know whose building they had been in, because they all looked the same.
Yeah, well, I think that's true, and particularly true for small business. No matter how good your brand is as a small business, very few people are going to know you and know who you are and know what you stand for. So, in fact, one of the biggest barriers to overcome is this issue of I don't know you exist, and that requires what I call superior access tools. Let me give you an example of what I mean by a superior access tool, and there are many of them, but if what you're selling is difficult to sell, then my view is you've got to find something that's easier to sell than what you sell, and usually that's giving away something free. It doesn't mean that because it's free, people necessarily want it. You've still got to sell it, but if you give away something of value to people, that way people begin to see that you have something to offer them, that you have something of interest. You build trust, you build rapport with people, and that gives you the opportunity to interact and dialogue with them. So what can you give away free? Well, you can give away special reports, you can do free presentations, you can have special events, you can do teleconferences. There are many, many things that you can do. It's just limited by your imagination.
But all those things that you just mentioned are focused.
Very focused. They have to be very focused on how, not only around your business, but also on things that people are interested in. So, for example, if you are a mutual fund salesperson and you're trying to grow a business there, you want to show people how they can invest more safely, or how they can beat the market, or how they can retire, or whatever else that they want to do, and you need to understand what your market is interested in, what their biggest fears are, so that you can actually help them. And so then you create the product what you're offering around what those people need. And so not everybody's a good writer, so maybe a presentation is a good thing to do. Mm-hmm. Or you may want to run a teleconference. These days, teleconferencing is very, very inexpensive, and you can dialogue with people, they can ask you questions, and you become something of an industry expert. People feel comfortable with it. And by the way, the other thing with that is that only people who are qualified are going to ask for it. So if you mm-hmm. are offering a special report on mutual funds, nobody who isn't interested in mutual funds is going to ask for that. So
right.
Everybody you get that way is qualified. So it helps you focus your attention on qualified people, as opposed to the needle in the haystack that I was talking about earlier on, where you were looking for 3% qualified people. This way, the 3% come to you.
Right.
You get your phone to ring as opposed to you calling them.
Exactly. And, Michael, one of the things that I want to do to small business owners is take them by the shoulders and sit them down and say, okay, relax for a minute. Take a deep breath. You can't do business with everybody out there in the marketplace. You don't even want to do business with everybody in the marketplace.
No.
You can't. You couldn't do it if they came to see you. It'd be the worst thing that could ever happen to you is if everybody came to see you. You only need a small number of the people in your marketplace to be successful. So your mission then is to find those small people, and that's what you were just talking about.
Yeah,
a small
and
group
the,
of people.
And the problem is with so many small business people is they're working their butts off. They're busy and broke, and being busy and broke is no fun. So what you want to do is you want to be working hard on the right kind of things, and the right kind of things is calling, speaking to people who are ready to buy.
Right.
And not looking for people who are not ready to buy.
Right, right. Well said. Michael, give us your website one more time, please.
It's results-exchange.com.
All right, folks, I hope you'll go there and check out his newsletter. And don't forget to ask him for that 26 Marketing Secrets report that he's going to give you. Thanks, Michael, for being here. Will you come back another day?
Jim, I'd love to. Thanks very much. I appreciate the opportunity, and got lots of things that I'd like to share with you.
We'll do it again. Thanks. Michael Hepworth, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. Quick break, right back after these messages with our good friend Mike Tanner. He's with the Cato Institute. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.